This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. What to do about TOPS?
Doing nothing is not an option moving forward.
The popular college scholarship program has grown from $50 million in 1999 to a cost of nearly $300 million this year. So a task force is convening next month to work on the problem.
Obviously, the biggest reason is we didn't fully fund it last year for the first time since its inception.
Jennings Senator Blade Morrish will chair the task force. He says they'll look at how TOPS was created and why, and what's changed in the nearly two decades since.
When it was created, we had no community college system in Louisiana. We didn't have admission standards to our universities, both of which we have now.
Morrish, who also chairs the Senate Education Committee, says the task force has five House members and five senators.
I think it's a real good mix. Pretty much covered the state and across from the political spectrum, both Democrats and Republicans, folks who can make some decisions and have different opinions and discuss those different opinions concerning TOPS.
And the opinions do differ. Republican Franklin Foyle of Baton Rouge authored a bill this year to raise the GPA for TOPS, and he's on the task force.
It should be a merit-based program. It doesn't matter how much your parents make. If you as a student make the grades, you should get the benefit of the TOPS scholarship.
Representative Ted James, a Democrat from Baton Rouge, thinks TOPS should become more needs-based.
We are one of the poorest states, so we have to do more for those students if we're serious about moving the economy.
The first meeting of the group is September 6th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.